This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Ministry of Education announces proposals for the overhaul of the education system. Government announces plans to build two new secondary schools. The Democratic Labour Party is concerned about the lack of an incinerator at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Barbadians are being encouraged to use weather apps to be better prepared for natural disasters, and at least 100 killed as a Syrian military college is hit by a drone attack. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Motley is enthusiastic about the proposed plans for the overhaul of the education system. The Ministry of Education shared its proposals for education transformation in a ceremony at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre yesterday. Speaking during the launch, Prime Minister Motley explained that the plan seeks to replace outdated systems and create new opportunities for young Barbadians.
This is about decolonizing education. Don't let us forget that. This is a country that in 1661 in the Parliament passed the legislation that said that people that looked like you and me were not to be treated as humans. And as much as we have removed the legislative inequity, there are still mental barriers that have now to be deconstructed. This country cannot keep exporting some of its best talent simply because we have not given them the chance to be the best that they can be in the land of their birth.
She announced that properties have been allocated for the development of two new secondary schools.
We have already established with XQ Foundation, who have agreed to build the two new secondary schools for us once the government provides the land, as we have already started to do, purchasing the site of the old Ursuline Convent and purchasing the site at Chelston in order to build a school that is focused also on preparing students in the specialist areas for the blue-green economy, should that be the wish of Barbadians.
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. Meantime, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Arthur Bradshaw says that the abolition of the Barbados Secondary Entrance Examination is among the proposals for the education reform. While giving the overview, Dr. Arthur Bradshaw said if the proposal is approved, it will take effect from September 2025.
This new system that we are proposing will have feeder schools. And these feeder schools will be primary schools where students from these primary schools will go into a secondary catchment school. We're proposing two new schools that will lower the teacher-student ratio. We're also looking at ensuring that our teachers can use individualized education plans for those children who are challenged or who need more support, and for those who are exceedingly gifted. We're also looking at additional forms of certification. So we're proposing something called the Barbados National Secondary Diploma.
Director of Education Reform, Dr. Ida Mae Denny, stated that the ministry will be addressing literacy from an early age and is proposing to make it mandatory for children between the ages of 3 and 5 to be enrolled in schools.
There are a number of children out there still who have no access to pre-primary education. Now that shows up when they come in at 5, which is compulsory, and they have not developed some of the prerequisite skills you need for learning. So we want to take away the disadvantage that those children are suffering by providing universal pre-primary education.
Director of Education Reform, Dr. Ida Mae Denny. Meantime, President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, welcomes the proposals for education reform.
Despite the Barbados Union of Teachers' preference for reform to start in the primary school system, we are supportive of the initiative being proposed by the Ministry of Education, and we hope that it meets its desired results. We are on board. If any issues arise, we will notify the ministry and ensure that they will be dealt with accordingly.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The Democratic Labour Party is concerned about the lack of an incinerator at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. In a statement to the media, Second Vice President of the DLP, Walter Maloney, voiced the party's concern about the health and safety of Barbadians. He alleges waste material that should be incinerated is being dumped in the skips.
The hospital incinerator is responsible for the disposal of hazardous waste from all healthcare institutions in Barbados, public and private clinics and hospitals. Today, we were told that the Ministry of Health has informed that all hazardous waste is to be double-bagged. You know what that means? All bloody swabs, needles, abortion waste, syringes, placentas, bloody surgical gowns, masks, drapes, gloves, surgically removed gloves, everything used in a medical care facility is to be double-bagged and thrown out. We are now at crisis stage in Barbados, and this matter must be addressed with the utmost urgency. We are told that the hospital's own waste is being dumped in skips.
Second Vice President of the Democratic Labour Party, Walter Maloney. Meantime, Deputy Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Attorney at Law, Nigel Whitehall, refuted the claims made by the DLP. Mr. Whitehall stated that during regular cleaning of the incinerator on September 20th, it was discovered there was some deterioration in the machine being used. He said that the company responsible for maintaining the equipment recommended that the incinerator be decommissioned until the faulty machinery was repaired. Mr. Whitehall says arrangements are being made with the Grantley Adams International Airport to incinerate some of the medical waste, while the Environmental Protection Department approved storage of other waste material.
Arrangements have been made with Gaia for the use of their incinerator to assist in the burning of some of the medical waste. An arrangement has been made to store the medical waste in a secure location until the stack is repaired and replaced. We expect that to be completed in 2 weeks. The necessary communications and approvals have been given by the EPD for the storage of the waste. Instructions have been given that the waste be double-bagged to ensure or to prevent leakage and any possible combustion.
Mr. Whitehall says the hospital has taken all necessary measures to ensure that there are no negative impacts on the environment. Director of the Barbados Meteorological Services, Sabu Best, is appealing to Barbadians to utilize early warning systems to ensure they are aware and prepared in the event of a storm or hurricane approaching. The director explained that the office has been inundated with calls following Monday's freak storm, which affected homes in some parts of the country. Mr. Best stressed that there are mobile apps available where Barbadians can have easy access to key messages from the Met Office.
You have to put things in place and take responsibility for protecting your family or loved ones. And yes, you need that guidance from an organization such as the Met Office to help you. We need you to download the cap.cap app and have it on your phone, not just for bad weather, not just for when it's actually happening, but also for even really tsunamis, the Center for Issuing Tsunami Alerts. And if it took hours for persons not to even receive these alerts, what far less a tsunami that can be here within 30 minutes? How are we as a nation going to respond to that?
Director of the Barbados Meteorological Services, Sabu Best. And finally, a drone attack on a Syrian military academy in the city of Homs has killed at least 100 people and left dozens injured. The explosive-laden drones targeted a graduation ceremony attended by cadets, families, and women and children were among the dead. The army blamed terrorist groups backed by known international forces. The drone attack is believed to have been launched from opposition-led areas northwest of Homs. Recapping the headlines. The Ministry of Education announces proposals for the overhaul of the education system. Government announces plans to build two new secondary schools. The Democratic Labour Party is concerned about the lack of an incinerator at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Barbadians being encouraged to use weather apps to better prepare for natural disasters, and at least 100 killed as a Syrian military college is hit in a drone attack. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group, and you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.